Sunset Control, Kilo 4 Echo Tango November. Correct.
This is Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Delta Victor calling Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Delta Victor calling Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November.
This is Kilo Quebec 4 Fox. Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Delta. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November. Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November. Over.
Looks like it works. This is Don.
Rob, you'll notice too, there will always be a bit of a delay after you click off, and that's when it switches over. Also, if you hear it start sending some deet, 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 or a call sign, that's the repeater that does that. It doesn't actually interfere.
I assume.
Much noise on your end?
But it's actually pretty good. It's not that noisy, and the signal's pretty strong.
Again, loud and clear. So, well, that works. Very reassuring that we can do this. It's pretty quiet at this point, it seems, on the air, so this is a good time to do that.
Okay, you want to try simplex now?
Let's go over to 146.520, and you can just simply say your call sign, say ready.
Okay, 146.520, will do.
4, Alpha Sierra November, clear.
Kilo Quebec, 4, Foxtrot Delta Victor, 73, clear.
Good evening, Karen, everyone on the net. First off, I'd like to extend wishes for a very Merry Christmas to everybody up there in Johnson County. And glad to see that you guys are studiously working on the group up there. Very pleased with the progress you've all made up there, and sounds like you've got a good handle on things. Got some plans for possibly a joint exercise coming up in the spring. Like to get you guys involved. We're still trying to lay out details. That being between the Carter County group and Johnson County. And we'll keep you posted on developments on that. That's about all I've got at this point. Again, happy holidays to everyone, and very good start to your net, Karen. It's K4ETN.
Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Delta Victor calling Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Delta Victor calling Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November.
Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November. Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra November. Over.
I could just barely hear that someone was there, but I couldn't understand a thing you said.
We'll have to try it some other time. Tonight just might be a bad night. Also, it should be, perhaps my antenna should be outside, too.
I think we should give it a try when I get my ground plane set up. I think this antenna's okay, but I think the ground plane will be better.
I think that's the problem. I'm not thrilled with that antenna that you're using, and I think we'll both be better with the ground plane. You got the material I sent about designing one for 6M?
Yes, I did. Looks good. Really simple.
Whether to try a dipole or try to figure out a way to make the 6-meter one like a ground plane.
I'm wondering if I could fit a ground plane in my attic. It might actually fit. I'll have to measure how high the peak of the roof is.
I think a dipole, I know I could set up real easily. I have to get a few more of those adapters, but I could use a a junction box, plastic junction box to join the two parts of the dipole. So I'm not sure which to try. Maybe we should just look into a ground plane design for both. The other thing is there are some other options. There's J-type antennas too. So we'll need to talk it over.
Well, sounds good.
Well, it's cold out here, so I think I'm going to hang up on this. It's important. Your first one, my first one at the level that I'm at now, too. So this is Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra November 73, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra November, clear. 4 Foxtrot.
KO4HKX, KO4HKX, KA3JCA.
ZLK Mobile.
Stock out. What are you doing out in stock?
Stock out here. So I got good headlights and fog lights. Good evening.
It's Ronnie in Etowah. It's not only dark and cold, let's see. Showing 29 degrees. It's cold and dark.
10 degrees cooler up there. I'm down here in the Simpsonville area right now, and it's dark and it's 39. So I know it's going to get colder. How are you this evening?
I sent out a bunch of e-cards. They're coming back. I live in a development. I still got a bunch of cards to make up to put in the mailboxes. Keep procrastinating. Next thing you know, it's New Year's and you didn't send the Christmas cards out.
Sneaks up on us. We know it's coming, and yet it sneaks up on us every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's fun. I like the e-cards because they don't cost anything to send. But the postage keeps going up. I think it's 45 cents. I don't know if it's 50 cents. So between the price of the card and the stamp, it gets expensive if you have a big mailing list.
And I think you're one of few people that sends out anything anymore. It's kind of a lost tradition now, I think. Not many people send out Christmas cards anymore.
Of sending the Christmas cards out, you send a Christmas card out, and they send one back, you know they're still alive.
Not as four. That makes sense.
Good evening, and get home safe. KE2SSB.
KE2SSB, N4ZLK Mobile, 73. Merry Christmas.
This straight. The card is a piece of paper, like an email, right? But you send it through the mail, right? Gee, it's been a long time, huh?
Yeah, some people don't remember when you used to send things through the slow mail, actual send a card on a piece of paper.
And they were 10 cents.
I'm sorry, I doubled.
They were 10 cents.
10 cents. Regular mail was like 8 cents. Yeah, I remember sending, you know, and the funny thing is, I had to mail something not that long ago, and I couldn't for the life of me find a stamp or an envelope or anything else, so I guess nobody does that anymore.
It's still done, but not as it was done years ago. As far as I know, maybe somebody else knows something different, but years ago, you had a big, long list of friends and relatives, co-workers, and, you know, with the stamps being cheap, a box of cards being cheap, you sent to a lot of people. I find sending the e-cards out is nicer. I just got a response back from South Korea that I sent the card there. I got another one back from India. And it didn't cost me 45 or 50 cents.
Thing, sending mail to most parts of the world gets expensive. You know, everybody complains about it, but the United States actually has a very good postal system. And it's very quick and it's very efficient considering what it has to handle. You know, you got, France, for example, is an especially bad. I mean, it might take 10 days to 2 weeks to mail a letter across the country. France, Germany. I had an experience with the German post office I'll tell you about one time. But, yeah, considering what it has to handle, it actually does it cheaply. What is the stamps now? 50 cents? So they went up again. Last I heard, they were 50 cents. You know, again, I remember again when it was a 10 cents or maybe 13 cents.
A postcard somewhere here in an envelope, and I think it was 5 cents on it, or it was less, but it was a postcard from, I guess, the 50s when postage was real, real cheap.
Oh, I was going to say, here's a QSL card, but there's no postage on it. Oh, you know why? This was included in a box with something. Yeah, I bought a radio from some guy off of eBay, KD9MEQ, so he put a QSL card in the box. That's what it costs for a postcard. It's probably a good 35 or 40 cents for a postcard.
Don't know what they cost, but I've got 2 books of forever stamps for postcards that have no amount on them.
Doing. That's what they've been doing for the past several years, maybe, I don't know how long, more than 5 years, I think, the Forever Stamps came out. But, yeah, you buy them once and you got a hedge against escalating postal costs because, you know, I'm reasonably sure postal costs aren't going to go down. So, yeah, you buy them once and they're, even if postage rates double, it'll still be good.
Postcards. Can't use it on an envelope. An envelope, you say, oh, you need more postage. But if you put it on a postcard, it'll go for it goes and you don't pay any more.
PNG. If I get a free hand here, I can tell you what postcards go for. Yeah, because I know regular U.S. first class mail by now is 50 cents or more than 50 cents. So, postcards were usually, let's say, 2/3 of that price, so let's say 35 cents. But, yeah, even to send a, and you know what, I guess that's, because everybody sends email. Most people order things from the internet, so they pay with their credit card on the website. Your electric bill, your utility bills, other bills, you could pay either at the provider's website or you could have it auto-deducted, auto-drafted out of your bank account. So, you know, who even writes checks anymore? That's the other thing. One time, a while ago, for a time, I was looking for a checkbook and I couldn't even find one. I had 4 checkbooks for that account. Let's see. 2 or 3 of them got lost. The other one is the cat's peed on. So I don't even have checkbooks if I needed a check. But again, when was the last time you've written a check?
Write checks for something that come in and I send a check. I could use my credit card or... well, I don't use my debit card for anything. I could use my credit card. But I send a check and it's not... a very big chance of the check being hacked, where using your credit card, if it's going to a fraudulent place, they just might get your information. So I send out just a handful of checks. The others are auto-deduct, so I just see that it's been paid, but I don't have to do anything. But I still send out checks, and I keep enough in the checking account that I don't have to pay for the checks.
Websites you want to order things off of that are, might be a bit dodgy, that's what payment services like PayPal are good for. You know, years ago when I did business with eBay, eBay was kind of intertwined with PayPal, so I had a PayPal account. Actually, I still have it, and lately I've gone back to doing business with eBay, because Amazon, Jeff Bezos doesn't need any more of my money. So, you know, PayPal hides your payment information is known only to PayPal. So it's only there's only one point of failure, in other words, instead of each possible website you might have left your credit card number at. So, you know, payment services like that's kind of what they're good for.
ID. Yeah, well, I have PayPal also, and if it's not an account that I have, if it's not a company that I have an account with, then I will go through PayPal. It's more secure. Hams have a very bad habit They start talking, they don't know when to shut up. I gotta get some work done.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is. You get to talking and, I smell smoke. Oh, yeah, there goes dinner. Yeah, it's easy to get distracted. So if that's the case, I'll let you go. This is KD2BNG.